There's a growing backlash against the craze for off-road driving and riding because of fears that the countryside is being damaged. The Yorkshire Dales National Park is thinking about a ban, and in Wales the police are confiscating motorbikes driven illegally on common land. Here's Wira Davis.
Out of the mist, a menace. A teenage biker riding an illegal machine on common land makes his escape, taunting police. But they are in hot pursuit, and minutes later, one of the young bikers gives himself up. He's been caught before.
This is your second warning now.
I should imagine, in six weeks.
Okay. Because of that, we're now seizing your bike.
As one bike is confiscated, first-timers let off with a warning show little respect for the law or the land they're churning up. This, however, is perfectly legal for the time being. 4x4s and off-road bikes can use old rights of way, many of them in national parks. But these law-abiding riders feel increasingly stigmatised as they are lumped together with illegal boy racers.
These are actually roads, so you have to ride a motorcycle that is road legal. It's as simple as that. And a motocross bike with a loud exhaust, no lights, is not legal.
Off-road biking is one of the country's fastest growing sports. Riders like these are taxed, insured, and observe all the bylaws. But there are thousands of others who ride illegally and dangerously on common and private lands. Legal or not, off-roading does scar and damage the countryside. Some national parks are now considering an outright ban. No one condones what happened here.
Someone's put the wire around the post there, stretching it across the track to the other post.
That's sort of head height, isn't it?
Potentially very serious injuries, yeah.
A wire stretched across a track could have easily killed this teenage biker.
They come over the handlebars and hit me on the stomach and run the arm.
The rights of off-roaders to drive responsibly versus the rights of others to enjoy the countryside. It's a tough balancing act. Wira Davis, BBC News in the Brecon Beacons.
Now a whole new look to the weather with Darren Bett.